The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio.
This is Victor Miller of Beach Business Speaks, where I am vocal for local business. Tune in every Wednesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m., then at your leisure on podcast to get in the know of what Wasaga Beach has to offer. This is not your average talk show, and that I still apologize. Only on Beach Booster Radio, your truly local radio. Joining me today is Bob Cameron and Pat Cameron, his wonderful wife, from Norcole Custom Exteriors. Welcome, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bob and Pat are the owners and proprietors of Norcole Custom Exteriors. It's a family-run business, always has been. They are located at 8951 Beechwood Road, which used to be Highway 26, going into Collingwood. They are in Wasaga Beach. Phone number 705-429-2376. We're going to repeat that number and everything at the end of the show. What is your website, guys?
www.norcole.ca.
Very good. Very good. And you did that without Bob's help.
I'm about to stutter.
Guys, really welcome aboard because I know how busy you guys are, okay?
Thank you, Vic.
Thank you for having us.
What hours are you open for operation?
Well, most of the year, for 9 months of the year, we're very busy, so we're there at 7 a.m. and usually close around 5:30. Our winter hours, it's a little slower, so it's 8 till 3.
And you're open all year round.
Yes, we are.
Which a lot of people don't realize, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Okay, we're going to get more into that later on, okay? First off, I want everybody to know, these guys are top quality service and products with full representation. They're pleasured and enjoyable knowledge people who take their time to explain things, and they're products that best fit the job for any budget. And believe me, I know because I'm one of their customers. Now, first off, Bob, siding. What makes yours different?
Well, we carry every brand available in Canada. We offer the most possible choices of any competitor. So you come to our showroom, you get to see everything available in this country in one place.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter what you're trying to match or what you're trying to achieve color-wise, we have it.
And there's a huge variety of colors now, isn't there?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
There's probably 150 colors now compared to when we started putting vinyl siding on back in the early 80s. There was like six.
Right.
So it's gone crazy, and it's probably the most popular exterior for any new home.
It spruces up any home instantly. And just adds value instantly.
Yes, it does. And it's your most cost-effective way to renovate and give your house a facelift.
Right. Okay. Yes. We're going to come back on siding after, okay?
Yep.
Because it's a big issue. You also carry awnings, stationary, retractable, a quarter ball, variety of fabrics and colors. What kind of price range would I be looking at? How does it vary?
You can spend as little as $400, mm-hmm. and you can spend as much as $5,000. The typical awning that we install, a typical rollout, averages around $1,500. And that's fully installed with a 10-year warranty.
There are 10-year warranties on all of them?
Yes.
And a huge variety you carry.
Yes. The average lifespan of a rollout awning is at least 15 years. Mm-hmm. And that's using it all the time. And not everybody uses it every single day. So you get many, many years out of them.
And people can come in and pick up one of those books with all the fabrics and take them back home and
absolutely
pick out what they really want.
We have hundreds of
fabrics. That's great. That's great because I did that too. You've got siding, windows, doors, awnings, door enclosures, eaves, troughs, and gutter guards. Oh, gutter guards. How good are these, really?
Well, to be honest with you...
Please be honest.
gutter guards work very well in our area because of the trees we have around here. Everybody's constantly cleaning out their gutters. We carry three or four different kinds depending on what kind of trees you have on your property.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, nothing works 100%. Even with a screening on your eaves trough, you still need to check it periodically.
So would that be different gutter guards for different areas of what kind of trees you've got?
Yes. Yeah, some
that
people
would make
have
a difference?
Lots of pine trees, which
okay.
can yeah. be a nightmare with some mm-hmm. gutter guards. And other people have maple and oak, and which, you know, most gutter guards work very well against that type of leaf.
Okay.
Because what typically happens if you get any debris laying on it, the wind will come along, dry it out, blow it away. That's the whole idea. But you should still check it every once in a while to make sure there's no buildup in inside corners and stuff like that.
Yeah, regular maintenance.
Yep. Just saves a lot of maintenance. Like, it'll cut your time down to once a year, you know, when you typically have to go up there, you know, up to six times a year to make sure they're clear.
Right, because we're still dealing with natural hazards.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Decking and railings.
Yes.
Nothing else you just don't carry, eh? Decking and railings.
Well, we kind of got pushed into the railing business because we kept getting asked by people if we would do it for them. So we started carrying a product called ProBuilt Aluminum Railings, and they're out of Vancouver. And they carry about 15 different colors that's baked on, again. We've had good success with that. It's very popular. It can be bought and installed by anybody with a few hand tools, or we can come and install it for you.
And your decking.
Yes.
You carry a variety of decking now. There's a lot of things that have changed now with decking.
We try and stick with products that are virtually maintenance-free. So we do carry a couple of different vinyl decking products. We do carry one that snaps together and gives you basically a weatherproof surface. So if you have a living space underneath or storage under your deck, it'll keep everything dry. And we also carry a solid cellular PVC vinyl board, which you would typically leave your regular quarter-inch gaps in between the boards. But there's no staining, no painting. You just literally hose it off with a pressure washer every spring, and it looks like new.
All right. Accessories. You do a lot of accessories on homes exterior. Explain the vents and the coils. How do I know what vent is needed?
Well, vents can be used for two different ways. They can be used for a decorative accent in a peak, or they can also be, you can cut a hole in and actually have it operating. There's many different shapes and colors to suit different style houses. We have all different mounting plates for exterior lights and plugs, and we also carry different style of shutters and all different little accents that you typically wouldn't notice unless you actually walked in and saw it sitting on the shelf.
Pat told me what you did at home in your kitchen.
Oh, yes?
Yes.
I didn't know she was talking.
You did some custom fabricating. Explain. Give us some of the examples that you did.
Well, our...
She's thrilled by what you did.
I love it.
You're talking about our kitchen ceiling, I assume.
The ceiling.
And the drawer.
The drawer that we did in the drawer.
Oh, yes. Well, for the last few years, we've been trying to decide what to do different on our kitchen ceiling. So after looking at many different products you can buy in the typical store...
That are a fortune.
Yes, they were expensive. We actually have a soffit material that looks like beaded wood boards. And I thought, that might look really neat on a kitchen ceiling. So we ended up putting three fake beams in our ceiling and using this soffit material between each section, and the effect turned out like really amazing.
It looks like old wood strap ceiling.
So you're never gonna have to paint that?
No,
it's a solid color right through. You can just wipe it down, real easy to clean. It's meant for an exterior soffit, but it's...
And you'd think it'd be industrial looking, but no, it's beautiful.
It looked amazing.
Comments constantly. He had it up in basically a day, and very inexpensive.
Wow.
Yeah, really, really impressive.
So there's more to you guys than just exterior.
We don't install on your interior, typically.
But you can play here a little.
But we do sell the materials as well.
Yeah, okay. You had one of my neighbor's business a little while ago. You did a beautiful front door enclosure. Okay. What's the advantage of the enclosures? You guys did an amazing job. You couldn't be happier.
Well, a lot of people do have little porches and front entrances that are open to the elements. So we have an aluminum wall system that can close off an entranceway and make kind of like a little place to kick off your boots and keep all the weather out of there. They're custom made. We can make them any size. You know, they can be as...
In any color?
Any color, pretty much. There's, I think, five or six colors now available. But we do them all over Collingwood and Wasaga and around the lake. And you can make actually a little sunroom out of it, depending on the size of your deck. We have the option of an insulated roof that will sit on top of it if you don't already have one in place. So it'd be typically called like a three or four season sunroom, like you'd find in, you know, the southern states.
Nice enclosures. Save on heating too, wouldn't it?
Yes, they would.
Yeah, the, no drafts in the front door.
And you gain, you know, an extra couple of months out of that deck area. Because even when you get into, you know, late September, October, when it might be too cool to sit outside, once you enclose that area, you get to use it for a couple extra months.
Right, extra room.
They're fun to sell because every time we do one, everyone is so happy. Our awnings and our enclosures are fun to sell. Mm-hmm. People love them.
It changes the whole look of your property.
Completely, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go back to siding, Bob. You do shakes and scallops. Talk to me about that. I see it's so different. I've been in your showroom. I saw them. Can you explain to people?
Well, over the last 3 or 4 years, vinyl shakes have become extremely popular for an accent. You would typically use it on a front gable end or a small section around a front entrance just to break it up. They look like real cedar shakes, but they come in a panel that's approximately 6 feet long.
Like siding.
One row, yeah. And when you put it all together on the wall, you can hardly tell the difference that they're not real cedar shakes.
Mm-hmm.
Endless color choices again.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And just an amazing look. Completely changes the front of your house with just a little gable detail.
And zero maintenance.
Exactly.
Yeah. Skirting for decks. I didn't know people did that. And they come in solids or vented panels. What's the advantage of all that?
Well, just if, you know, if you got a deck that's 3 or 4 feet off the ground, and, you know, it's kind of ugly sometimes to be looking under that deck all the time. So people will put a skirting panel around the edges. And it just finishes the edges of the deck off. Mainly that product was used in mobile
trailers.
Mobile homes. What they do is...
Because that would make sense now. Okay, I got it.
When they bring a trailer in, you know, they want to keep the animals and everything from under the trailer.
Right.
So they skirt it with this vinyl skirting. And now it's expanded into people using it on their decks and, you know, wherever they want to close in an area.
A little more refined.
Nice finishing touch.
Gotcha. Okay, you carry some amazing products here, all to do with siding. Stone. Expand on all this stone look. You blew me away when I was in the shop there the other day. I went, oh my God, look at what you've got now.
Stone panels.
I'm looking around my house right now to see where I can put it.
Yeah, they have really exploded in the market. Like, because people, again, they want to break up the front of their house, use some different products, use a little bit of stone around their front door or a little skirt across the front. And if it's just a small area, sometimes it's hard to get like a stonemason or bricklayer to do a little job. So now you can buy them in little do-it-yourself panels that are the average about, you know, 8 inches high by around 36-inch panels. And you just stack them, screw them on the wall like you would siding, and you do a little sill. They have a sill that sits on top, and then you would put siding from there up. And it makes the front of the house.
Zero maintenance.
And we have...
And talk about enhancement.
Yeah, and we have...
And bring up your property value.
3 or 4 different kinds. You can get ones that are made from concrete.
Right.
We also have high-density foam panels. And we also have vinyl panels in all different styles of stone and stacked stone and river rock and... It's just amazing what you can get now. And people don't even realize it's on...
And a variety of colors.
Exactly.
Okay. Variety of colors. Looks like authentic stone. And you can also cover a fireplace with this stuff.
You can. You can use it inside your house. Or you can use it as a you know, do a wall. Or you can use it as a backsplash. Some people do that. Mm-hmm. I've seen people do a back of a fireplace from floor to ceiling. It's incredible, you know. If you got a dream in your head, you can do it.
Yeah, I mean, that would be great inside a house, just to have a stone wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you can't beat that.
And next to no mess. You know, there's no mortar to deal with.
No.
There's no mesh to put on the wall or, you know, fill in the crevices with mortar or anything like that. It's just screw it on the wall and you're done.
Because I thought of like an entranceway coming in the front door. Beautiful stone entranceway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How great would that be? Not expensive.
It's
but
funny.
What a wow factor.
Yeah.
We're renovating a small area, and he doesn't even want to take the time to tape it. I know it sounds silly, I'm like, don't bother. He's going to put some stone on it.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking of doing a little wall in our stair, going down our stairs, doing a stone wall.
You can use it any way you can imagine.
That'd make a really nice, charming entrance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you've got a lot more siding. You guys are all about siding. You've got a whole bunch of different styles. Log siding, vertical board and batten, replicating wood.
Mm-hmm.
You got loads of colors. It's cost-effective to spruce up any home.
Yes.
Talk about this stuff.
Well, when siding first came out, vinyl siding in the 50s, basically all you could get it was a straight 8-inch panel that imitated a wood board.
Talking with his hands again.
Now,
in aluminum.
Now you can get like a double four pattern, a double 4.5, and a double 5. Now they've expanded it into a double 6. You can actually get a board that's 12 inches wide.
Mm-hmm.
That actually has insulation attached to the back of it. So it's an insulated double 6 panel. Gives you about a R3 and R value, and it feels solid when you touch it because it is has a foam backing on it. Board and batten is really, really popular. It comes in 10-foot sheets. The panels are about 8 inches wide per panel, and it looks amazing.
Mm.
It looks like real wood board and batten.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't believe how many people come in and they're actually going to do a real wood.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even know there was a vinyl board and batten in existence. When they mm-hmm. see that, they're like, scrap the wood idea.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have to stain or paint anything.
I've got the board and batten on the side of my home, I know.
Yeah.
And I've repainted it and retouched up I don't know how many times in 21 years.
Yeah.
if I had only known, but the house was already board and batten.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. And it really does look like board and batten, people. In a variety of colors, too.
Oh, it's endless.
Talk to me about railings. You do pickets, you've got the glass railings, you've got all kinds. Elaborate on the quality of thickness, Bob.
Well, if you compare our handrail to what you can typically get in most big box stores, we're like 25 to 30% thicker materials. And I have that on display at our mm-hmm. show, and I show people, and they just cannot believe the difference in thickness. But yet our prices are almost exactly the same.
Right.
We do.
Well, I'm going to interrupt you for one second. That railing you took off the front of my house
mm-hmm.
and you put on that new black rod, looks like wrought iron railing.
Yes.
That railing was just crumbling.
Yeah.
And that was only like 7 years old.
Yeah.
And when Pat showed me in the showroom, yeah. the thickness of the railings you carry wasn't even comparable to what the crap I had.
No.
On the front of that house.
Mm-hmm. No. You got to.
Come on, sorry.
We try and stick with, Canadian made products.
Right.
A lot of these big box stores, no offense, but they're carrying a lot of offshore products.
And I got to say, I got that from a big box store, okay? I got to be honest.
There is a big difference in a lot of items like that. You have to really pay attention and look closely at what you're buying because...
You save money in the long run.
You do. And when you, throw yourself against our railing, you're not going to bust through.
Gotcha.
I can guarantee it.
And it's also called Pro Build, and their little slogan is "Do it yourself." That particular line of railing is apparently the most user friendly for the average person to install.
Mm-hmm.
If you bring us a diagram, we figure out what you need, and each post, for example, will come with the screws and pieces that you need. It's very, very user friendly to put together.
So we can have you do it or do it yourself.
Correct.
Yeah, or yeah. Bob.
Right. Or Bob. Yeah, or Bob.
And whatever idea you have as far as different pickets, like you can alternate different size pickets.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a picket and then, a frame in a piece of glass with a picket on each side. Like
right.
Anything you can dream, like we can almost replicate.
Customize it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for beachfront, we often do frameless as a no top rail. Just the thicker 10 mil glass.
Because they want just that clear view. Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't want any obstructions.
Yeah.
Well, that's available now, too. And it meets a building code. That was hard to get one that met the current building code.
Mm-hmm.
In our area.
And that holds up pretty well to the winds that we have, say, off the beach?
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Wow. The glass is a half an inch thick, so it doesn't bend.
Really come a long way, haven't they?
Mm-hmm. And it's all custom. Every piece of glass we order is to the exact specs of what you have. Very, very custom.
You guys are right on top of everything always. I've got to say, I want to thank you both for coming in out of your really busy schedule. And
thank you.
Try to remind everyone, this is a family-run business. Bob, how long has it been in business now, Norcol?
It was started in 1972, and we're all family. We're basically employing the whole family. We all get along great. We don't have anybody working on commission there. Mm-hmm. So if you call for an estimate, there is zero pressure.
Yeah, and it's free estimates.
We also try to make it fun. I know it sounds silly, but
I have a ball when I pop into your showroom.
You are fun, right? You're not just a number to us, and we do care, and we are there for that. Been there for over 40 years because of our reputation. Mm-hmm. We don't need to advertise. And again, everything that we're talking about, you can either have us install it or purchase it. And install it on your own.
Right on.
We will look after you either way. Mm-hmm.
Okay, again, your hours are?
Well, 8 to 3 in the winter hours.
Right.
Once we start to get busy, we're basically 7 till 5:30.
Okay. What's your website again? I want people to go on the website. You've got to see these products.
It's norcol.ca. So N-O-R-C-O-L.
Right on. Again, I want to thank Bob and Pat Cameron from Norcol Custom Exteriors, located at 8951 Beechwood Road, Wasega Beach, at 705-429-2376. Give them a call and drop in and meet them, okay? Well, that's a wrap. Till next time, don't forget, shop local.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasega Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasega Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasega Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasega Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.